Dad?
Yes, Chelsea?
I'm running for president of my class.
Well, that's great, honey.
Could you come to school tomorrow?
Sure, darling.
And campaign for my opponent?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rush Limbaugh.
Thank you. Thank you. Sure, you're too kind. You're most kind. Great to see you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Please.
Please be seated. We got to get the show on the road. There are a lot of people going to the theater tonight. It's out here having a fun time with the audience, doing the audience briefing, and a woman in the front row.
Could you hurry it up? We have to go to the theater.
So let's get started. We promised you yesterday that we would show you Senator Kennedy campaigning. As you know, he's in big trouble in Massachusetts, running against... Don't you just love this? Whenever they talk about his opponent, Mitt Romney, they always say, Republican millionaire businessman Mitt Romney, as though Kennedy is living in a poorhouse. I was watching... Anybody see the Today Show Tuesday morning? They did a profile of... actually, they did a piece which was apparently supposed to chronicle the race that's as it stands now between Kennedy and Romney. And I swear, if I didn't know better, I would say it was a profile of Kennedy. I mean, it was so, so one-sided and just kept talking about millionaire businessman Mitt Romney. And I want to show you a little segment of Senator Kennedy in his campaign or quest to hold on to his Senate seat, which is for the first time threatened in a long time. Take a look at this.
Okay. Itsy bitsy spider climbs up the water spout. Out comes the rain and washes spider out. Out comes the sun and dries up all the rain. So the itsy bitsy spider comes out again.
Man, oh man. I mean, that'll give you an idea just how desperate they are. Senator Kennedy singing, Itsy Bitsy Spider. You know, the kids looking, who the hell is this weirdo? All right, many of you probably tuning into this program have heard the term ditto head. And maybe if you're new, you've not known and still don't know what's a ditto head. A ditto head is oftentimes what a person who listens to my radio program is called. And they call themselves ditto heads. They are mischaracterized. Ditto head has been misdefined by mainstream members of the press as a mind-numbed robot who agrees and marches in lockstep with me. That is not what a ditto head is. Very simply, ditto head, and the word ditto simply means, Rush, I love you. This is a great show. Please don't ever go away. It has nothing to do with agreeing with me. A letter from a writer, a reader, of the Toledo Blade, This is good. There's a woman, her name is Joanne Rolfe, and she wrote a letter to the editor of the Toledo Blade in response to somebody writing in saying, what is a ditto head? I'm sick and tired of hearing about ditto heads. Here's her definition of a ditto head. Quote, ditto heads are people that we know that the strength of a nation is derived from the integrity of the home. We believe that people should be responsible for their actions instead of looking for reasons to be a victim. We know that poverty will never be cured by throwing money at it. We also know that government is not the generator of economic growth. Working people are. And finally, we would prefer not being governed by a president who thinks harass is two words. So if you're wondering what the ditto head is, now you know. My friends... Early on this summer, an inappropriately named media attack dog watchdog group, they call themselves FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, released a report that was picked up by virtually every newspaper in America and many columnists that criticized and accused me of lying, making misstatements, and being wrong about 43 things. 43 things in over 4,000 hours of broadcasting in the last 6 years. That's a percentage of accuracy that I'll stack up against anybody in the mainstream media any day. Of the 43, 23 of them were actually published and reported on by newspapers around the country. And I decided not to respond for two reasons immediately. One, it was going to take a whole lot of time to research this stuff. Number two, it was right in the middle of the healthcare debate, and I did not want to be sidetracked, which I thought was one of the reasons for the attack, was to get me talking about myself, defending myself, and off my game and out of the mainstream on healthcare and the rest of the Clinton agenda. Now that that's over with, and now that healthcare has been defeated for a while and some of the other things are in trouble, we finally concluded our research on our response, and we have prepared our response to all of their charges. It's 35 pages, and this is it as it's finally printed. Nothing fancy about it. It just gets right into it, defending these things. And I wanted to let you know that we have sent this to about 200 columnists, wire services, newspapers, and so forth. And to this day, only one place has it been referenced, and that was in the Washington Times on Tuesday, and they got it wrong. Totally wrong in many ways. The Associated Press, which ran the original charges against me, officially told us today, we're not going to run it, it's not news. But that has not stopped me from enabling you to see it. As is the case with many of us in this country who are conservative, we don't need the press to get our message out. And so we are beginning a multi-tiered effort to put this in your hands. And the first thing that we've done is upload it as a computer file to CompuServe. You know, CompuServe is a sponsor of the radio program, and all you have to do if you have a computer and modem is log on to CompuServe, and there's a special section that this response has been placed in. It's simply called Rush DL, and that's all one word. It stands for Rush Download, and all you do when you log on is simply type in Go Rush DL, and that will take you right to these two files. There are two files. One's a text file, and the other is a WordPerfect 3.0 for Mac file. But if you have Microsoft Word, not only for IBM, but for Macintosh as well, or if you have WordPerfect for IBM or Windows, you'll still be able to get this binary file that's a WordPerfect 3.0 Mac file because you got a converter in your software. Or if you can get it as just as text, you can. But if you want to get the fully formatted version that has all the caps and italics as we have put them in ourselves, you can get that file. It's simply go space rush DL, and it'll take you right to these things. Today, we had to set up this special area because CompuServe nearly shut down with the number of people trying to get through where we had originally put it, and they've put it in a special place now so people can get it. So it's there. Later on in 3 weeks to maybe a month, we are going to also make it available with a 900 phone line just for cost. I am hell-bent on getting this into your hands, folks, because the press won't. The mainstream press is not, certainly not its entirety. It's over 32 pages. That would, in many cases, be a whole newspaper, which would make it a better newspaper, but they won't, I'm sure, go that whole route. So we have set up a 900 phone number. If you don't have a computer, if you don't have a way to access the electronic database of CompuServe, we will, for cost, there will be no profit in this. It'll just be the shipping costs involved in sending it out. We'll have a 900 phone number. You simply call the number, and you're automatically registered, and you'll get a copy of it. So this is coming up, and we stand by everything in here. And in our series of programs upcoming, we will explain in great detail some of these charges that were made, and we will refute them. Don't have time for any of that on this program, but we will on our next program, especially the one that's just hanging around, it won't go away, that I totally made up something about an essay assigned to students who go to school where Chelsea Clinton goes to school, Sidwell Friends. I'm sure you've heard about this. I am 100% totally correct about this. I've sourced it multi times, and we'll give you the details of this on our next program. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, some media analysis of some of the TV commercials that are being run out there, one candidate against the next. And I think something needs to be said about you because you are being portrayed incorrectly once again by Washington politicians and the inside the Beltway press corps who still don't understand and don't think that you ought to be upset about anything. We'll be back with that right after this. Don't go away.
Across the sea. overseas, Beck delivers the grand tradition and taste of the German art of brewing. Beck, the number one imported German beer.
One lifelong friend, one special card. New Heart Craft from Tulip. Beautiful cards you handcraft with new Tulip paper paints in 10 to 15 minutes.
You made this for me.
New Heart Craft. Beautiful cards they'll appreciate and remember.
My daughter, Katie, when she started kindergarten, she was having a real problem reading.
I heard a commercial about this program called Hooked on Phonics. And I said, I think, you know, maybe we should try this. Within a matter of weeks, really weeks, I would say within 3 weeks, you could see a significant difference. And it was just, it was great. It worked wonderfully for us. And her teacher was happy. You know, we were happy. Katie was happy. Katie wanted to read.
Call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
Where do you turn when you have a legal problem? At the law offices of Philip R. Wasserman, we're here to help. Our practice has an emphasis on divorce, child custody, HRS disputes, and criminal defense. We feature reasonable fees and a free initial consultation. Evening and weekend appointments are available. Protect your rights with someone who'll fight for you. Call 1-800-858-4LAW. That's 1-800-858-4529. The law offices of Philip R. Wasserman, serving Tampa Bay.
Pamela's a certified meteorologist. But let's be honest, most of us don't care about isobars.
We just want to know what it's going to be like tomorrow.
Will it be a good day to head for the beach or maybe start the yard work?
Pamela's forecasts are simple, easy to understand, and accurate. You can plan your day around them. Count on it. Hi, I'm Bud Hedinger. Help someone visually impaired become self-reliant. Join 6 News and me in the Walk for Sight. For more information, call 898-SIGHT.
So much. Take a look at this headline. This is from Tuesday's Washington Post. Now read the hold that up there, Chep. Political peddlers, bitter bromides. TV ads serve mean cuisine to voters fed up with government. This is a story by our old friend Howie Kurtz of the Washington Post. He's a media analyst. And he has decided to define what the meat of the campaign is that you, the voters, want this year. Here's how he defines the meat. The meat in 1994 terms is rather raw. And that's not complimentary to you, by the way. For the death penalty, for longer prison terms, and cutting off welfare benefits. You meanies, how dare you be in favor of that? You are against taxes, immigration, and congressional perks. And in devising 30-second spots, strategists say specific issues are far less important than tapping into the electorate's surly mood. Well, may I disagree with this whole notion of the surly mood? It is a misnomer to conclude that you or the rest of the voting public in this country are simply angry. You in the press and those of you who think that you have a good handle on the body politic, you think you understand what the people in this country think and want. Let me suggest to you that the people in this country are motivated by specific issues. They are not surly because they're uninformed. People are not surly because they're mean. People are not surly because they don't understand how great their government is. People are not surly because they're conservative, and people are not surly because they listen to the radio. I'll tell you what the people of this country are. The people of this country are fed up and tired. For 30 years, the people of this country have been told that if they would only pay more taxes and have bigger hearts and be more compassionate, that we could wipe out poverty, that we could wipe out racism, we could wipe out bigotry and sexism. The working people of this country get up every day and listen to how they are to blame for all of these social and economic ills. They see last week the new poverty figures, and despite 30 years of the war on poverty and the Great Society and transfer payments totaling more than $3 trillion, in the last 30 years, there are more people in poverty today than ever before. They know it hasn't worked. The American people are sick and tired of getting up and fearing leaving their homes. They don't like the fact that they have to fear for the lives of their children when they take them to school. They don't like it that their wives and daughters have to fear being raped or otherwise mauled during the day. They wake up every morning, they find out the reason for all this crime is that they, the law-abiding who are paying all the taxes, have guns. They ought to be surly, but it is surliness based on and founded in substantive issues. They're sick and tired of being condescended to by an arrogant political class that's determined that the average, ordinary American is an idiot, doesn't know right from wrong, doesn't know how to make judgments, has no ability to run his own life, therefore must cede all of his power to government. The people of this country are sick and tired of members of Congress being able to cash checks for money they don't have. They're sick and tired of congressmen being able to take stamps into a post office and exchange them for cash, stamps they don't own. They're sick and tired, quite simply, of being blamed for what's wrong with this country. They are sick and tired of discovering that when they think it's necessary to keep illegal immigrants out of the country, that they have no compassion. They're tired of hearing that. They're sick and tired of hearing that they are the reasons some people are sick in this country because they won't go along with universal medical coverage. And the people of this country are fed up that those who write laws have for the past decades exempted themselves from those very same laws. They're sick and tired that if they desire a moment of silence in school, they're considered a threat to the survival of America. If they desire to look at the Ten Commandments, they're somehow destroying America by mixing religion and politics. Yet they see the President of the United States giving a sermon on Mario Cuomo in a Harlem church. Next, they see Jesse Jackson raising funds for a political campaign throughout Southern churches. But let them, the people who make this country work, talk about religion in the context of their politics, and they're blamed and accused of representing the destructive agents that will destroy this country, and they're fed up. They're sick and tired of hearing about how they, the working people of this country, who play by the rules, obey the laws, try to structure families so that their kids have a decent future, are less than full Americans simply because they listen to talk radio. They ought to be surly, and whatever it takes to make the point that they're simply not going to do business this way anymore is justified. So you in Washington, you in the press, who think that the people in this country are rather stupid and ignorant, realize this. They think that you pose the greater threat. They think that it is you in Washington who threaten this country and its traditions and institutions. And they think that it's you in the press who refuse to see both sides of these crucial issues in a fair and objective way that pose a greater threat than they do. The people of the country who make the country work look at themselves as perhaps the last chance to save the traditions and institutions that make this country great. And they're acting on those fears at the ballot box. People who make this country work are damn tired of being blamed for the destruction, and they're going to fix it if they can. But don't for a minute think that they're surly simply because they're mean. They are surly because they have finally learned that all the promises that have been made and all of the institutions that have been created to equalize society have simply taken from them. And after taking as much as they have to give and then demanding more, there are no results to show for it. And still, they are blamed for having hearts too small. Don't let the political class or the press convince you that the problems with America are your fault, when in fact they may indeed be the fault of those pointing the fingers. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Make it Mako.
The WCPX Sports Guide.
It's got all the predictions and schedules you want for football, basketball, golf, and hockey. Pick one up at any area Bally's Health Club or Hungry Howie's, and they'll deliver one with your order while supplies last.
I'm sorry, but I get a little irritated when I see the inside the Beltway crowd continue to call you surly as it's some kind of a negative put-down. They still don't understand what's in your hearts and minds, and whatever it takes to show up at the ballot box, go ahead and do it. I want to expand on it. The Times Mirror Survey, or Center for People in the Press, which is the Los Angeles Times parent company, has gone and taken a poll of the American people, and we're calling this the cynicism poll. There is so much cynicism in America, so back up what I just said. Let's take a look at some of the results from this survey. Government should take care of people who can't take care of themselves. In 1987, 71% of the American people thought that. That's down to 57% now. They know it's not working. Equal rights for racial minorities have been pushed too far. In 92, 42% of whites said that. In 94, 51% of whites say it. So there's more cynicism here. I'm not saying all this is good, but there is a mood out there, and it's because the promises that Washington's made and the taxes they've collected to make these promises come true have failed. It hadn't worked. They're going back for more, and people say enough. Another question. Immigration restrictions and controls should be increased. In 92, 76% of whites said so. In 94, 82% of whites said so. I mean, these are incredible numbers. Over 40% of the people totally in the survey say they don't have enough money to make ends meet. Over 60% say that they don't have enough money to lead the kind of lives they want to. Need new political leaders in Washington? In 1987, 64% of the public would agree with that. In 1994, 80% agree with that. Need new political leaders in Washington, even if they are not as effective as experienced politicians? In 87, less than half. In 1994, 60% agree with that proposition. Should have a third major political party? 1994 said 53%, 14% voted for Ross Perot from this survey in 1992. So there is clearly some dissatisfaction, and it is not because the people who are dissatisfied are wrong. It's not because they're bigots. It's not because they're sexist. It's not because they're racists, homophobes, or anything of the sort. It's quite simply this, and just to reiterate, you get a good decade in the 80s, great economic growth, big tax rate reductions. After that decade, liberal Democrats come and say, well, you had too big a party in the 80s. Deficit got too big out of hand. We need to raise your taxes. Oh, so now you're told that spending, uncontrollable spending by members of Congress is your fault because you didn't pay enough taxes. And you're sick of it. You're sick and tired of hearing yourselves blamed when you are busting your tail, maybe working two and three jobs just to earn enough money to hopefully be able to provide for your family and have a little disposable income left over. There is a mood in this country that is bubbling up, and it is based and founded in the notion that the people of this country who play by the rules and make this country work are sick and tired of being blamed for whatever problems exist by those who themselves are responsible for it. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Park your car, never park it without the club anti-theft device. The club, police recommended to keep your car safe from thieves. Available at better stores everywhere.
What's got to do with a lot of great taste? Well, I know where they make it. It's down in Long John Silver's now. And who'd have thought they'd bake it? Flavor baked chicken, flavor baked fish. Come on in and get your wish.
Long John Silver's.
Go fish.
The temperature never drops below Xerox. That's very important to remember, especially at a time like this, when it's very deserted and very cold. Ah, you did remember Xerox antifreeze. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
It's hurricane season, so now is the time to be thinking and preparing for your family's safety.
When a hurricane threatens, the best defense is to stay informed. Remember, you can listen to 6 News for the latest. In case of a power failure, you can listen to 6 News at 87.7 on your radio dial. And if you have to evacuate, leave early and bring supplies. For more ways to keep your family safe, use your 6 News Hurricane Guide. Because when severe weather strikes, you can count on 6. Sponsored by Rolladen Shutters and Burger King.
Hi, I'm Clarence Garris, president of World Chevrolet Geo. We're the fastest growing Chevy dealer in the southeastern United States. Why? One is great service, open on Saturday for parts and service. Two is a great selection of inventory in stock. Three is great prices. We'll beat any advertised price. We'll beat them all.
Like this S10 for $10,499 or the extended cab for $11,799.
Nobody will sell you a new truck for less. That's World Chevrolet Geo, 1 mile north of the airport on 436.
The idea that you can go in and pick something up without having to wait for a salesperson to come help you get something out of a locked cabinet.
I like to be able to look for it myself and get the right size and look at it.
You didn't, you know, want any help at all, and you know what you're looking for, you can just pick it up and buy it.
Just grab it, pay for it, and you head it home.
I think if you can see the choices and the options are available to you, that's a great way.
You got the stock, you got me.
Hey, would you like to see an incumbent politician begging to be reelected? Watch this.
Yes, I know people are frustrated with government, and sometimes I get frustrated too. But I've earned now the opportunity to become the next majority leader of the United States Senate.
Thank
you,
Mr. Sessions.
An important job, and if that happens, I'll be an effective voice for the people of Tennessee, and I ask for your vote here this evening.
He's going to lose it, folks. They don't want to hear what he's done in Washington. That's what's going to kill him. I've won the chance to be the majority leader. I've won the chance to be defeated, is what he just said. See you next time. Bye-bye. See ya.
Services provided and promotional fees paid by the following.
Rush fans, for more great talk, turn to CNBC for hosts like Mary Matlin, Al Roker, Tim Russert, Tom Snyder, and more. The Talk All-Stars, every night, only on CNBC.
Now you can count down the days left in the Clinton administration. The Clinton Countdown Watch actually counts down one day every 24 hours. Call 1-800-97-WATCH now.
Quit chewing tobacco with Mint Snuff All Mint Chew. Mint Snuff is made from mint, not tobacco. For a store near you, call 1-800-EAT-MINT.
New Aqua Velva Ice Sport Aftershave. From J.B. Williams.
If you'd like to order a video cassette of Rush's TV show for only $24.